Alex Cuba, welcome to Cranbrook.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here when it's not too cold yet. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I live in Smithers, BC, right in the cold. Nice to be back.
How do you like the sound in the Alexandra Hall here?
It's surprisingly amazing. I mean, when you walk in, you first super impressed with the beauty of it because it's beautiful. But usually live rooms like this, they're a little echoey, or, you know. But this sounds perfect. I love it. It sounds incredible here.
Nobody's got a bad seat here, and they're certainly looking forward to hearing you play. Is it hard to go back and forth between two languages and try and get the same message out with your songs?
Not at all. I've been doing this now for a while, right? So I've gotten completely used to it. And believe it or not, it's more difficult for me now to go to Spanish-speaking countries and feel natural on the stage, because I joke in English. I feel that I know this culture so good now. You know, Canada. Yeah, it's very natural for me to go back and forth, and people have a good time.
You probably told the story 400 times about coming from Cuba to Canada, but I'm sure your life is probably on a whirlwind when you got here and had to start performing in that. How is life now? Can you sit back and kind of enjoy a little bit in that?
It was fairly easy for me to get here and to get used to Canada. It happened because when I got to Canada, I was already a father. My wife, Sarah, by the time I got here, we were about almost 2 years married, right? And we had our first son, Daniel. And so I jumped into it right away. I didn't hold back on anything. I tried to make friends in the community immediately. I tried to learn or expand my language and my English, you know. I went to school in Victoria for a bit to try to, really get it going. But most importantly, I went to the streets and, every music store in Victoria, I made friends with. And it was an easy process for me. Now I can look back and be grateful for it, So Canada has been an amazing place for me.
It's been probably tough like any other artist trying to play and perform through the COVID. But on that same note, you get more time to get material together. Will there be some new music coming out from Alex Cuba in 2022?
Oh, actually, it already came out in 2021. I recorded an album myself at home last year. And the album is actually up for a Latin Grammy, which totally surprised me. It all happened last year while at home with a lot of time and sometimes positive, sometimes not too positive. But I'm grateful that as a family that I had to spend some time with my kids, and my wife, because life has been busy for me from the beginning, always on the road. And I feel that I've missed a lot of them, growing up. So it was kind of a bittersweet, bitter because of what was happening in the world, but sweet because I was staying home, with them. And I tell you, my mixing engineer just told me last night, you should submit your album to the Junos in the category of Best Engineer Album. I'm like, what? Yeah, you did a great job. He feels that I did a good job. So I guess I get to say that I learned new things last year,
Well, you've got a couple of the Junos under your belt anyway, and keeping on. Thank you. First time to Cranbrook ever?
No, this is my second time. First time was like many years ago, maybe 2012, And I remember it was a very cold night. We played at the theater. But I'm glad I'm back, and I'm actually grateful and surprised that the show is sold out completely. I think we're going to have a good time tonight, so I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Alex Cuba at the Royal Alexandra Hall.